Meanwhile,
the Aquanet did do that. The nozzle would get clogged, and then you had to unclog it with warm water.
I was guessing on that because I didn't use it. I was not of the Aquanet bunch.
Your hair looks good today.
Thanks.
That was more like the skater kids and the girls with big hair.
I'm sure it's like really nauseating. Like, bark out, gag me with the spoon.
I always wanted big hair, but I don't know how to style that helmet.
Yeah, it was a whole routine.
Yeah,
and it could go layered and.
Oh, yeah.
On top of each
other. Yeah, the whole big, like...
Yeah, there was things going on with that.
Plutonium, wait a minute. Are you telling me that this sucker is nuclear?
Yeah, and curls, and sometimes you also had, like, the spronging, like, this would come out of it.
Yeah.
And then it would go, like, foom, and then...
You would have, like, a weird front wave sometimes, too.
Yeah. Yeah, like a fin.
Gross. I am sure. Totally.
And I would try to tease it, and I'd put Aquanet on it.
Yeah, that was the era of the asymmetrical haircut, where, like, it really kind of pioneered that in a way that kids hadn't really seen, like, you know, half of a face being covered and the other half shaved.
Ain't it bitchin'?
All I could have was, like, hair in my eyes, which, you know, the typical parent, like, mm-hmm. Oh, you'd be so much prettier if you got that hair out of your face.
No.
Here's a few tidbits from our archives, in the form of another Max Headroom Mini.
Hey, Maxi.
Brought to you by 20 Minutes into the Future. It's a Max Headroom Mini.
A Maxi.
Enjoy.
And welcome to 20 Minutes into the Future, the program that tries to live just a little bit ahead of where everyone else has been. My name is Austin, and I'm here with my lovely co-host, Heather. How's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm dealing with the general kind of like foibles of technology.
Yes.
In the modern age.
Even in the future, nothing works.
We were talking a little bit about this offline before the show started, but I feel like this last week in particular, I have been constantly struggling to keep ahead of failing or dying mm-hmm. pieces of tech around me.
I understand.
Doesn't anything work around here?
Are you experiencing the modern light bulb problem? Are you going through this at all?
Wow, tell me about the modern light bulb problem.
Yeah, so we got all these like new fancy light bulbs, right?
All the LEDs and the CFLs, we're cutting down on our energy use.
Mm-hmm. And they're supposed to last like a billion years. So,
yes.
You know, we buy them and like, so like I'm getting to that point now where I'm at the end of the life cycle of some of those earliest modern light bulbs that I bought.
Squiggly CFLs?
Well, and some of the ones after that as well. They die in the most spectacularly weird way, where like they start flickering very like Twin Peaks David Lynch style, where
yes.
like you think that like Bob's about ready to attack, but like actually,
yes.
you know, it's just like getting ready to serve you pie.
How about a nice big piece of cherry pie?
Like it's creepy. And so I had one in my office and one in my kitchen kind of mm-hmm. go roughly around the same time. And I was like, what is happening?
Yep. I had that happen in my office. I was sitting there working and all of a sudden I hear this crackling.
It makes
and
sound.
And I'm like, lightning? What are you, what? But of course, because I'm as lazy as I am. It's in one of those ceiling fans that has three of those.
Oh, man.
Only one of them went.
Right.
So I just dealt with it, and now it's just there's burned out light bulb in there.
Sure. You'll wait until it's down to one, and then you'll
yes.
replace all
yeah.
three.
Yeah, because it's one of those things where it's a little too bright with three.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
okay with two, but for work, it's kind of more of an ambiance at times. Not the kind of ambiance you want for work, more the kind of ambiance you would want for having a nice meal.
Dinner is served.
Yeah, there was an era of ceiling fan manufacture where I don't think people were thinking through completely like what was being installed. And so they would like, you know, they'd put the ceiling fan in and they'd be like, you know what this needs is like three extra lights like around the edges and like
yes.
a weird long pole chain and maybe some tassels. Can we get that up there?
Yes.
Like, just way too overkill for the ceiling
yep.
fan. Like, they really should have just kind of said, you know, like, do you need some air circulated in here? We can you can put a fan in.
Now that you mention it.
You know.
Yeah, I have three of them. I have a lot of ceiling fans in this house.
Yeah.
And the thing that bothers me most is two of them are remote control operated.
Oh, man.
And all I can think is, what happens on the day that I misplace this remote?
Right. No, for sure. For sure. I mean, and not only that, but like, I mean, how often is the remote actually going to work or have like fully charged batteries in it? Like,
oh, I've definitely stood there on a hot summer day for a good long time, just getting closer and closer to it with my clicker.
Right, right, right. Like, come on, fan. It's just you and me. Like, do me a favor.
I know.
You owe me.
And I'll admit that it's nice. It's definitely nice to have it. And the lights don't bother me. Except on two of the fans, the lights are also under domes.
Oh, what?
And one of them is in my dining room, which I'm a very short person, and my downstairs especially has very high ceilings.
Yeah,
that's just dangerous.
That's a bad combo.
Trying to get to it.
Do you have a precarious stepladder that you can climb up on, and then it looks like you're about to fall as you're like reaching for that light bulb?
Yep, I do, and okay. I have a fear of heights.
See, the full package. I love it.
It's exactly how you picture it, like the shaping, the reaching.
There's going to be like a short animated film about you falling off of a ladder, changing a light bulb in your house, and it's going to be dramatic and terrible.
Yes.
That's all we have time for this week. Apparently Heather moved into some sort of death trap that is trying to kill her, and she's so filled with a case of Stockholm syndrome that it doesn't occur to her that the house will be responsible for how she leaves this world.
Red room! Red room! Over there!
Make sure to support us at patreon.com/AustinRouge to keep this show alive, and to bring you more exciting stories and episodes from the history of the show, and the people who made it. Thanks for listening. Be seeing you.
Yeah, I got me one of those bullet blenders.
Oh, you know, I was actually very curious about this. In all earnestness, no shade. What's your review of the bullet? Like, how are you liking the drinks?
It's great. It's so easy. I had, because somebody needed to jump on a call with me at 3:52. Blood sugar was like,
isn't that always the way? That last minute stands of our, our world.
So I jumped on a call and I was like, well, I'm starving.
Sure.
So I ran down to the kitchen. I grabbed the little blender cup, threw sliced peaches, a chunk of tofu, orange juice, and a banana in it. Into my cup, and I'm back up with an actual meal
has
glass.
Been served. Wow.
Yeah.
It's better than Guinness.
Guinness is good for you. Guinness is good for you. Guinness is good for you.
In a way. In another way, it's not.
I know. I love Guinness.
Yeah, but the peach, I like that idea. That's a good... quick beverage addition. That's good. That's smart.
Yep.
Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches.
Yeah, it's really good. I've got some frozen berries I can throw in.
This was going to be my question. Do you keep frozen things around for this?
Okay. Yeah, I just buy them at the store now.
Okay, cool.
And so it's easy, like...
So you got like a little salad bar in your freezer now that's just like a little blueberry pouch, a little strawberry pouch, a peach pouch.
And if I had my little way, I'd eat peaches every day. Sun soaking bulges in the shade.
And you just pick and
choose. Grab whatever I want.
Wow.
And then I got oat milk, and I made one shake with banana, peanut butter, and tofu.
I'm into the oat milk lately. I didn't think I would like it, but it's actually pretty, you know, little in a warm beverage. That's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It sounds horrible, but it's actually quite beautiful.
Yeah.
So this, I got like the small, just kind of shake maker ninja blender. it was not very costly.
Sure.
And it was nice because it came with two cups that you can also, they have smoothie lids. So if, for example, we're on the go, you're going to the farm market somewhere, yeah, you're starving, zoop,
put one zoop, up,
and then you have your drinks to go.
But you can like seal it because you can't drink it the second you make it, right?
Yeah, you can seal it up with your smoothie cup that's got the little lid thing, and then you just drink it in the car.
This is the kind of living in the future that we need. I'm into this.
These are stories of the future. Adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand maybe worlds.
So, obviously, the smoothie drink side of things is kind of the sell, but, like, you can do other blender-type stuff with it?
Oh, yeah, it's just a regular blender.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
so
that's what I
thought. So if you're making pesto, like, you take your
blender
cup and you put
this.
Zoop. Yeah, if you're making a blended soup or like a margarita.
Yeah. No, I was going to say there seems to be some options here if it also works as just a straight blender. That's pretty cool.
One-tenth of a dollar. One-tenth of a dollar. We got service after the sale.
They're not sponsoring our program, by the way, but if they would like to, please.
I know, right?